Hey guys, welcome to episode 2 of Kitty Litty. I am so happy to have you guys back in the litter box to get Kitty Litty with your girl today. So this is the first episode of 2020. We got some great topics lined up for you today. I mean, group texting, we're going to talk body language, we got words of wisdom. So stay tuned. Coming up next, we got topic number 1. Group texting, no. Check it out. This topic is really important to me, and I really want to put it on there because you know what? This shit drives me crazy. Okay, so it is group texting. Like, please, I mean, please, do not put me in a group text, sir, ma'am. I mean, I just don't get why people want a group text. Okay, let me tell you. We'll break it all down. Like, let's start with coworkers, because that one's the easiest one. Baby girl, I don't want to be in your group text. Baby boy, I don't want to be in your group text, okay? This is why. If we're having a group texting and we're talking about a meeting or all this kind of shit and la 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 and setting up and la 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 la, just because we're in a group text and someone else is okay with you texting them at 6 a.m. in the morning, that doesn't mean I'm okay with it, okay? So if you're responding to me in a group text trying to get to Billy Bob Smith, okay, and trying to say, oh, hey, Billy Bob, you got those notes for that 8 a.m. call? Okay, hello, I'm on the group text. I'm still asleep. You know what I mean? I wasn't planning on getting up at like 6 o'clock. So I don't know why you're texting me at 6 o'clock trying to talk to Billy Bob. I ain't got nothing to do with this because I know I got my notes and I'm ready for the call. You know what I mean? So that shit, like, I literally have had to, like, you know, because you can't, like, leave the chat because then they know you fucking left the chat. So you have to, like, put the do not disturb. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but you know where it's at because you've been in a group chat. You can't just leave the chat because then they'll know you left the chat and then they'll text you and be like, why are you leaving the chat, bitch? No, you got to go and do the do not disturb. Wipe it to the right real quick. It's like a little slide button. Wipe it to the right real quick. And it's like a little moon thing or some kind of bullshit like that. So then when it's coming through, it's not disturbing you in your sleep. It's not disturbing you when you're on a date. It's not disturbing you if you're getting intimate with someone in the bedroom. And then you're like, oh my God, my coworkers are texting me at 9 p.m. Like, what the hell? So yeah, coworker group text, it's not working for me. And I will straight up tell you in your face, like, Billy Bob Smith, like, you know what I mean? Jessica Ryder, like, please. Now, these are fake names, obviously. I'm pulling out the sky right now. But I'm like, I'll be like, look, like, you know, like, group texting is just not my thing. I just blame it on myself. Group texting gives me anxiety. So if you guys could please, like, just leave me out of it and send me an email, like an email to me. And then they're like, oh my God, girl, I'm so sorry. And it's like, oh, thank God. Like, I do not want to be in your group chat, okay? Now, when it comes to, we're going to transition to friends. Okay. Let me tell you, I had this happen not too long ago, and I had, like, some friends that, well, I had a friend that I met through another friend, and, you know, we really hit it off. We got really, really close, really hit it off. And I was like, okay, she's super cool. Like, so I'm like, okay, like, I'm the kind of person that I'm like, okay, I want everybody to be friends, like, that I know, like, because it makes sense for me. It's easier for me. I kill two birds with one stone. Let's all go out, drinks, dinner, la, 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 blah, 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 blah. So I literally will be like, okay, I want these two homegirls to meet. So they end up meeting for the first time. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh my God, we need a group chat. And I'm like, No, bitch. No, we don't. We don't. We don't. And it was like, I couldn't like sit there and say anything. So I'm like, yeah, we need a group chat. Like, have you ever been there and you're talking to your friends and you're like, okay, I want to tell you the truth, but like I'm blunt as fuck. So if I say the truth, it comes out like, damn, girl, why are you being such a bitch? And it's like, oh, okay. So then I kind of lie a little bit and I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Let's do a group chat. So we did a group chat. Stupid fucking idea. Because me and the other girl, we really hit it off. But the thing that was wrong with our friendship is that she was very controlling and possessive. It was like, unless we were going where she wanted to go and doing what she wanted to do, she did not want to go out. And it only could be like me and her. It was like never like, oh, let's invite so-and-so from the group chat. You know what I mean? Like, so it was just very awkward because I would kind of like push for them to go hang out together. And then she would just be like, oh no, I couldn't make it. Like, I kind of just called it off. Like, I felt weird when we're getting group chats. She's like, oh, hey guys, when do you want to hang out? I saw that you guys went out together. And I mean, I don't know why you guys didn't invite me. And I'm sitting there like, oh shit, I'm sinking down in my seat. Like, I want to leave the group chat. For some reason, I couldn't leave it. Felt like it was still kind of flooding my inbox because they were the type of girls that would just like send you 10 text messages. And before you look at your phone, it's like 30 text messages in. And it's like, fuck, fuck. But you know what? I was like, I'm not going to respond because you wanted to go out and do this with me. You didn't want to invite so-and-so. And I'm not going to be put in the situation where I got to explain to so-and-so that is like, oh, well, you didn't invite me. Like, I saw you guys go out. The pictures are so cute. Why didn't you invite me? I didn't want to be the person to break it to you like, hey, girl, I don't think she's really feeling you as a friend. I didn't want to be that friend. And that's what I'm saying is that group chats put you in very shitty situations, very compromising, shitty situations. It's always like you always have friends in the group chat that are like, let's say it's like four girls. You have two girls that are really close, you know what I mean? And the other two are really close. And then there's two in between that are fighting. Like, you know what I mean? Or not really that close. Or there's four girls and three of them are really close. But then one's like kind of like a sympathy, like add-on to the group chat. And it's like she doesn't get invited to anything. And there's like another group chat with the other three girls, like that are always going out. And then they kind of just go on the other group chat just to make the other fourth wheel girl kind of feel included. It's so okay. Like, I've even got lost in what I just said right now. What I'm just basically saying is group chatting is toxic. Unless you guys have been friends for years. Like, I've had group chats with homegirls that I have known since high school. Okay. And if we group chatted, we were all so close together that it made sense. We were like sisters. It made sense if we group chatted because we all knew about what everyone was doing. And we were all like, our friendships were all equalized. But, you know, that comes to an end even because in that scenario, one friend, you know, ended up, you know, she had kids. She ended up going off and getting a new relationship. She got divorced, got a new relationship, and she got so involved in that relationship that me and the other friend were single and we kind of just started hanging out more and more and more because she was with her man and her kids. And she like slowly but surely kind of fell off the group chat. And it wasn't like we were avoiding her. We were just trying to give her her space to live her life with her new man and her kids. And we knew she wouldn't come to a lot of the things that we were going to, which single ladies would go to, right? That someone who was like in a serious relationship and had kids would not be doing, right? So that's what I'm saying. You know, in that situation, she felt like really isolated, I'm sure. But it wasn't what we were trying to do. It was like we just knew she was in a different point in her life. So I feel like group chatting could just make people feel a little bit isolated, a little bit maybe insecure with their relationships with their friends or whatnot. And it can just get a little toxic, you know what I mean? Because unless you guys really are close, it doesn't make sense to do a group chat and try to fake that you guys are BFFs if you're like really not. You know what I mean? Especially if, you know, it's everybody's not on the same like page on their friendship. You know what I mean? So it's like, don't sympathy add people to your group chat. Like if you have three people in the group chat and two of you guys are really close and always fucking kicking it, don't do a group chat with someone who's just wanting to hang out with you guys, but you're not really ever going to invite him or her. And it's just going to be like messy as fuck, you know, because I just don't want to like be in a messy as fuck situation. So group chatting is a killer. Don't do it. Take my advice. It's annoying as fuck. And then who the fuck wants to have 40 text messages on their phone? Like, I'm not even a texter. Like, I am like a pick up the phone, call me, let's talk. Let's not sit here and text until like my freaking phone says there's 100 text messages. This is not cute. It's annoying as fuck. It's annoying. And honestly, anyone I've ever met who was in a group chat says the same fucking shit. Like, don't do it. Like, it can be useful. You know what I mean? Like, it can be useful. Like, if you're trying to, like, send a text, you're like, you want to hang out with a group of friends and you send a text to all of them, okay. But when you're making it, like, a reoccurring shit, like, this group chat's been going on for, like, 2 years now, it's like, come on. You know, like, this is stupid. End the group chat. End it. It's not cute. Goodbye. Okay? Goodbye. Bye-bye. Bye. Okay, so let's jump into topic number two. So I was scrolling on Snapchat, and I love actually that Snapchat has these really great articles. And one was about body language, you know, between males and females. And over the weekend, since I was a little bit under the weather, I had a lot of time to kind of, you know, scour the internet, and I was watching Netflix, and I came across this show called Sex Education. And so I find this stuff really interesting because at the end of the day, as humans are literally, we're animals, right? So sex and mating and looking for a partner and relationships, that's just part of our nature. So to kind of see and kind of read and learn about the way we court somebody or the way we act in our body language, that stuff is really important. And I really never realized that until as I got more older, and realizing, you know, myself, I'm more of a shy person. So a lot of times if I'm out, I kind of have an RBF face. And if you don't know that, resting bitch face, or I'll cross my arms. So stuff like that, that kind of body language. And I'm sure I'm not the only person who does that. But, you know, I don't really like attention. So I kind of like, you know, and I'm kind of shy. So sometimes I do that. And it's just kind of like by default. But that body language kind of says, don't approach me. Don't talk to me. And I'm just now starting to realize that. I know I'm not the only person who does that. So if you're a woman and you do that, try to like, you know, maybe rest your face a little bit, unfold your arms, and then you'll kind of open yourself to having people approach you. Try it. I swear it works. Every time I've done it and I've caught myself doing it and I relax my face or I unfold my arms, I get more people making eye contact or smiling or willing to engage with me. So try it. It works. But to jump back to what I was saying, I came across this article on Snapchat about body language. And there was a couple things it stated in there that I kind of thought was laughable. But apparently, now that I think about it, I'm like, oh, okay. Like, those are some good tips. So one of the things it said is that if a guy raises his eyebrow at you, that means he's like trying to flirt with you. Now it's laughable, right? Because who lifts their eyebrow? Like, you're not the fucking Rock, right? But it's actually a sign that he does like you and he's trying to flirt with you. So next time a guy is like awkwardly raising his eyebrow at you, like, you know, approach him or smile, you know, because that means he's totally into you. Another thing is that if he plays with his socks when he's around you, that means he likes you. So I thought it was kind of funny because now that I think about it, I think a lot of the guys I've dated don't even wear socks. But, you know, if he does wear socks and he plays with his socks, that means he likes you, according to Snapchat and whoever they had like giving these tips, these relationship experts. But for guys, girls, and I believe this to be true, if a girl fixes her makeup in front of you, that means she likes you because she's trying to look the best for you. So like if I'm like out on a date and I touch up my makeup, or if, you know, I see a guy looking at me and I touch up my makeup, it's kind of like telling you like, dude, like I'm trying to look cute for you. Like, you can come approach me in like 2 minutes. So these are like little hints and body languages that I didn't even realize. Like, I know as a woman, I do them, but I thought that some of the ones that guys would do, I would kind of laugh at them for doing them. And it's kind of probably made them feel really insecure because they were actually trying to be flirtatious. And I'm like, what are you doing, sir? Like, why are you like, is there something in your eye? Why are you winking at me? Is there something in your eyeball? Like, I don't understand. And he's actually being flirty. I mean, disclaimer, I suck at flirting. So if you ever see me in public and you know what I look like and you try to flirt with me, like, please. Okay, I suck at flirting. Unless I've had a couple drinks, then I get very flirty. But if I'm sober and you're trying to be flirty, chances are I miss the signal, okay? So make it more clear. Approach me. Hey, hello. And you know what? Because this is a new thing. I know this is kind of like, it kind of ties in a little bit. But, you know, with the body language thing. But, girls, this is to you. A lot of guys lately, okay, this is like a new millennial type of shit, even if you're not a millennial. Guys lately are expecting women to approach them. I know, shocker, like, let's go back to the olden days, okay, where like you're sending a pigeon with a letter to my house, you're freaking spinning the dial on the phone and calling my parents' house to say, oh, can I talk to Tane? Oh my God. Like, I'm really trying to talk to your daughter, or walking 10 miles. Okay. That shit is kind of gone. So a lot of guys have kind of became like really reserved and really insecure because maybe they, like any other human being, are afraid of rejection. Now, I'm not condoning this. Honestly, sorry guys. It's not my fault. You were born with a dick and you should be going up to girls and courting girls. That's a guy's job. Okay. But if a guy is sending you body language that he's feeling you and he doesn't approach you, then girls, you know what? 2020, new year, new you. Okay. You walk up to that guy. You start that conversation. I'm not saying like put the pants on and like walk all over there and like take control. Like, you know what I mean? Like cut his dick off. Like, you're the man now. No, I'm just saying if he's sending you those signals and he's delaying approaching you, maybe because he's really intimidated by your beauty, Avi, like, hello, because you're a bad bitch. Hello, you listen to Kitty Litty. Hey, walk up to him. Try it. Let me know how it works. send me a DM, sister. Say, you know what? This guy was sending me these body language flirtations, and I went up to him on my own. I took that shot of tequila, went up to him, and oh my gosh, we're in a relationship and we're getting married and we're gonna have kids. Hashtag thank me later. If that went well for you, so please send me a DM and let me know. If it went shitty for you, please send me a DM and let me know. I just wanna like figure this all out. I'm not trying to just figure this all out for myself. I'm trying to figure this out for the betterment of the dating population in the world. Okay? So do it. Check it out. Body language. Keep your eyes peeled. Okay? 2020, that means our vision. We have our bifocals on, right? We have our bifocals on. Okay? Vision is 2020. We are going to take account body language. Men, women, vice versa. We got to read each other because this is how normal animals in the wild court their mates and how they find their mates and how they have relationships is that it's body language. So body language, okay? All right.
Words of wisdom coming up next.
Hey guys, so I am so excited to bring back my words of wisdom. And you know, I really wanted to bring my words of wisdom for this first episode of 2020 because I feel like this is a quote we all could live by. So the quote is from Ralph Waldo Emerson, and he said, "Always do what you are afraid to do." Okay, guys. Like, let me reread it one more time. Always do what you are afraid to do. So this quote really resonated with me. And these are words I'm going to live by for 2020 and moving forward. Because every year I'm growing, right? Every year you're growing, right? So what we got to do is we got to step outside of our comfort zone. Nothing comes out of being in our comfort zone. Haven't you realized that? Whether it's work, friendships, relationships with your husband, your boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, whatever, you know, friendships, nothing comes out of being in your comfort zone, especially your dreams and your goals and what you want to accomplish in your life. Anything worth having, you got to sacrifice and you got to work hard. And if it doesn't scare you, guess what, baby girl? Baby boy, you're not dreaming big enough. So 2020 is the year to dream big, and it's your year. Make it your year. Make it your year to say hashtag no fear, hashtag I'm making my dreams come true, hashtag let's get out this comfort zone. Okay, guys? So I hope you live by those words of wisdom today. I really love it. I actually am going to like screenshot it, put it on my phone so I can remember it every day. So anytime I feel like, you know, I get a little down on myself, and we all do this. We all second guess ourselves and get down on yourself. I'm going to look at that and say, you know what? If I'm not afraid right now, I ain't dreaming big enough. I ain't working hard enough. I ain't working towards where I need to be to get closer to my goals and where I want to go.
And that's on period. Thank you guys for tuning in to episode number 2 of Kitty Litty. Make sure to head over to Apple and Spotify and click subscribe or click follow. And you can actually find me wherever you listen to your podcast. So make sure to head over to that platform, turn on those notifications, and stay tuned because new episodes are coming soon. Thank you guys for your love and support, and let's get kitty litty into 2020. But for now, I gotta say bye. Love you.